Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
Hello? Didn't hear anything.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Hello. I am doing excellent. I want to make sure that you can hear me. Yeah, I can hear you. It seems to be a little delay between us conversing, so I'm not sure what that is. Well, this ministry was started actually off of sort of like the back of someone else's pain that they were suffering with in our church. And as she began to talk and as she began to share, there seemed to be like a shift in the atmosphere. And I picked up that, hey, she's suffering with some inner struggle. And when I found out that she was suffering with these inner struggles, it really affected me to the point that I went to bed that night and I couldn't sleep. And the Lord woke me up and I heard the words behind the mask. And I said, behind the mask, Lord, what are we talking about? And he said, these are the issues that people are suffering with behind the mask of praise the Lord, behind the mask of I'm blessed and highly favored, but when I go home, I feel rejected, neglected, I feel ugly, unwanted, unloved. And I went to my pastor and told him I believe God has called me to a ministry, and I believe it should be called Behind the Mask Ministry, a ministry of inner struggles and challenges that we all have in this life. It's all started in the year of 2009, and it's been going on pretty steadfastly through all these years. But when the pandemic hit, you know, everything kind of came to a slowdown, but I was yet still ministering through social media and through Facebook, always trying to empower and encourage others to their God-given purpose, letting them know that this ministry is in place. If you'd like to be a guest and share your testimony or share whatever challenge or struggle that you've gone through or that God has delivered you from, there is a platform for you to do it at Behind the Mask Ministry. Well, sure. Well, you know, for this ministry, it's sort of like out of the box, out of the realm of the four walls. Sometime I like to call it ministry beyond the walls. And the problem with being behind the mask is nobody gets to see who you really are. Nobody gets to understand you emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, when you're hiding behind the mask. And so it's difficult to live a life that you are hiding from. So when we begin to share our challenges and our struggles that we go through, I believe in doing so, what you're going to do, not only it helps to deliver you, but it also can help empower and encourage and inspire someone to their God-given purpose, because I believe that we all have a purpose that we were birthed in this earth for. And when you share what you've been through, it can help someone else come out of the challenge or struggle that they've gone through. And I give people that opportunity to do that through Behind the Mask Ministry. My pastor, which is Bishop Marcus E. Burns at Bethlehem Temple Word of Faith Apostolic Church, has given me permission to go through with this ministry, and I operate under the umbrella of my church. So I'm very grateful for him for allowing me to do so. Right. Well, you know, as I think about it, and many times in my ministry, you know, there are many opportunities I've given people, and we've had subject topics all the way from sex trafficking, domestic violence, drug addictions, alcohol addictions, you know, prostitution, all these different spectrums of life that people have gone through. And what I have found is the most challenging thing is that when we hide behind the mask, it becomes infectious. So that means every relationship that we enter into, whether it's a spiritual relationship, whether it is a natural relationship, we become infectious to our partners. We become infectious to our environment. And until we can come to terms with, look, we often talk about the scripture that lets us know that, you know, we want God to heal our land. Well, we can't heal what you want, as Tina would say, own your own truth to. You have to own your own truth that, look, God, I'm infected with all these inner struggles. I'm infected with all these challenges. But I've got to let you know that this is what's happening on the inside, these struggles. And so what I love about Behind the Mask Ministry is that people come to my ministry and they come in one way, and it's my desire that before you leave, that you have made a connection with someone that has empowered you through their testimony to let you know, look, I've been suicidal. Look, I've been in an addiction of crack cocaine, or I've been in an addiction of alcohol, and I'm listening to this person talk, and people have come to my ministry, and just before they came, they've let me know I wanted to commit suicide before I came here. But as I'm listening to these testimonies, it's given me hope. And when I see you, who I'm very transparent about my life and what God has delivered me from and where he's brought me from, and so when I hear you talk about, look, you mean you came through, and you mean to tell me that you're 64 years old and you're looking like that coming out of an addiction? There must be a God. So I think I'll hold on a day longer. So for me, it's not about so much making the title of the ministry big as it is, or even the numbers that they come. It's just the results that I get from ministering to someone or someone else ministering about their challenge that they've come from. Well, that's okay. No worries. Well, you know, for me, I'm just going to be very frank and very honest. You know, I share my testimony about what God did for me. I share my testimony about how God gave me a supernatural surgical procedure. I went to bed in an addiction. I cried out to the Lord that night. I said, God, I don't want to be like this anymore. Please help me. And I can promise you that that next day I woke up and I woke up delivered and I've never looked back. So it is my desire to always point them to Christ because he is the answer to all things. He has healing in his hands. And I tell them, look, there is a source that you can go to that you can count on. And look, he doesn't care if you're behind the mask or in front of it. He loves you and he accepts you just like you are. All he's doing is asking you to just come to him. So I point them to my source, which is Christ Jesus, who is the source of my deliverance. And we've had people that have come that I am in different affiliated with different organizations. If you need mental health, there's also Dr. Lakita Long, who is in my church. And for anything that is out of the realm of what I can do, I will always point you to different organizations that you can get the help that you need. But let's never forget the source of the source of all things, which is Christ Jesus. He has the answer to all things. The creator, the one that created you, the one that knows you from head to toe. Look to him. Look to him. And in these times where we have a pandemic going on, I'm going to tell you the answer is Christ. Don't lose your faith in him. Hold on to your faith. Look into the word of God. Ask him to give you a revelation of it. And there is healing in there for whatever situation you're going through. You know, when I think about, and it's funny you said that because I've been talking a lot about this topic. And when people don't recognize, and certainly we're all capable of not really seeing ourselves as we are, that's why it's important to surround yourself with people who will make you accountable. But then I will say this, there is a time and a season to speak a word to someone, and it must always be done in love. There's a time when you can speak a word to someone that they are able to receive it. And you have to ask God for the wisdom. Lord, you know, I'd like to speak to this individual about whatever the situation is that's going on in their life. I need you to open a door where they're able at this time to receive what I'm going to tell them. And but always make sure you're not doing it with some type of motive behind it other than that I love them. I know that this situation is going on in their life. And I just want to help them be better in that area of their life. And just make sure there's no ulterior motive behind it. We should do all things in love.
Hello?
Hold on. Hold on. Let me call you right back. I can't get...
Sure. Our most recent guest was a young lady by the name of Rose Laurie, and she's an author, but she's also a woman of God, and she shared her testimony of planting seeds and the seeds that when we plant them, how they grow. And, you know, she kind of used that analogy as just how we as Christians should be planting seeds in someone else's life. And that's what Behind the Mask Ministry is all about, planting a seed. I'll plant the seed, someone else will water it, and then God will give increase to that person and in their life, you know. But I got to tell you, Leandro, the one thing that I do find, you know, Tina, of owning our own truth, you know, owning my own truth. Until you can come to a place in your life, I like to call it the bottom. It's like the woman who's had the issue of blood, you know. She had spent all her money and all her means on trying to get cured. You know, and when she reached that point where there was no one else to turn to, she had to unmask, so to speak, and she heard about a man named Jesus that was coming through town, and she didn't allow nothing to stop her from reaching that man and receiving her healing. And that's the point that you have to come from behind the mask. You have to reach a point where you say, you know what, I don't like who I am. I don't like being like this, and others don't even like being around me. So now we have to do a self-assessment and look at our own self, own your own truth about who you are, what your challenge is, what your struggle is. Reach out to God and say, Lord, please help me. I don't want to be like this anymore. Help me to turn my life around. And God will do it for you. It's all about unmasking and owning your own truth about who you are, where you are, and what your challenges and your struggles are. I have a guest speaker that will be coming from, I believe it's Atlanta that he lives in. And he's coming with a whole different flavor of ministry. He's an ex-pastor, and now he's ministering in a different way. His ministry is a little bit outside the box, but he's also a poet, a playwright, and an author. So we're going to be talking about, I titled it Back to Eden, because we're going to be talking about the start of the original relationship. So it's going to be an awesome event. It'll be October the 16th at my church, 1521 Derby Street, in the city of Berkeley, California, Bethlehem Temple Word of Faith Apostolic Church. So we'll be there October the 16th from 12 until 3 o'clock. And if anybody wants information on it, feel free to contact me via Facebook or Messenger, and I'll be more than happy to direct them to us. But I've also had a platform where I've shared. I'm sorry, information from a young lady before Rose Laurie came. She was involved in a domestic violence situation. And in that situation, she lost her eye. And it was a very traumatic situation that she went through where she was almost beaten to death. And she shared her testimony. She's been a guest on my show twice. And just to see where she's come from the time when she first came to Behind the Mask Ministry, where she is now and the courage that it took for her to persevere. Now she has not only a master's, but she's going for her bachelor's degree and works for the district attorney's office in a domestic violence organization. So it's been an awesome journey. Lots of healing has gone on. Lots of deliverance has gone on through this ministry. And to me, that's the prize of it all. I'll give you one instance where Behind the Mask Ministry had played a role in helping someone. I was, on social media, and there was a pastor who was facing some challenges and had some thoughts of suicide. Now, he kind of was just talking about, how thankful he was for, all of his, congregation. And basically, he said a lot of things, but what I picked up from it, and I know it was nothing but the Spirit of God, I said, you know what? This conversation sounds like someone who is really trying to check out of here. And sure enough, so I wrote him, inboxed him personally, and I asked him, I said, sir, I know that you don't know me, but are you okay? And so when I asked him that, at first he was kind of hesitant about sharing it, which, I can understand. You're on social media, and, nobody wants all their information out, but there was such an urgency in my spirit to kind of keep him on the line and talk to him. And so as I was talking to him, I said, would you like to talk to someone? And so he was hesitant, but then after a few minutes, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll leave you my number. And if you feel that you would like to talk to me, call me back. So he called me back, and then he began to share with me that he was having thoughts of suicide. He wanted to kill himself that evening. And so right then and there, I said, Lord, help me to minister to this man, And so as I began to talk to him and share some things with him and let him know that, look, we've all been down those avenues where we felt like giving up. We felt like, what's the use? But I'm a living testimony of the things that God can do and the difference that God can make in your life. And I said, you have so much ahead of you. And I said, the enemy is after you because he knows that. He knows that in your ministry that many will be healed and many will be delivered. And so we began to talk, and it got a little deep for me. So then I referred him to my co-laborer in the gospel, Dr. Lakita Long, who deals a lot with suicide and people that have mental illness. That is her whole ministry, mental illness and dealing with people who have suicidal thoughts. So I referred him to her, and praise God, she was able to talk to him that night and talk him out of something that would have changed the whole trajectory of his ministry, because when you do harm to yourself like that, it's a trickle-down effect. You've ministered to others, and you've told them to have the faith to hold on. But yet here it is, you're being overwhelmed and consumed by whatever your challenge is. But it's the Behind the Mask ministry through social media is always to empower, inspire, and give people a platform, even through social media. You can always inbox me. And if you want to talk about it, I'm available to do that with you. And I will give you the best advice I can, both spiritually and naturally. But I will always point you to the center, which is Christ Jesus. He is the answer to all things. But not deny. Sure. I think that my closeout thought would be, and I understand that we are going through some very tumultuous times now with the pandemic and everybody fearful, not knowing what to do, you know, not sure of anything, and all these things are going on in their minds and in their hearts. But what I will tell you is trust God, because at the end of the day, he is the one that you can always count on to bring you through, and he will come through. I promise you. I am a living testimony of what God can do in someone's life. So like I said, God is always going to be the center that I point anyone to with this ministry. I'm thankful to God for this platform that you've given me to share Behind the Mask ministry. And if anybody would like to share their testimony or their story with me and would like to be a guest at Behind the Mask ministry, and you are in the Bay Area, let me make that clear, you are in the Bay Area and you'd like to be a guest at my ministry, you can contact me via Facebook through Messenger. I will be available to talk to you. The wonderful thing is that I am retired now, so I have the time to dedicate more time to the ministry. But I would love to have you as a guest at Behind the Mask Ministry, and like I said, you can always contact me through Messenger. So thank you, Dr. Lorenzo, so much for having me as a guest there, and I would be more than happy to come back and share Behind the Mask Ministry with anyone that is willing to listen and has a heart ready to be healed. Thank you, sir. God bless.
That's why she's not here, bro.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won.
The best is yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end, before the story began. Oh, he told me to tell you the best. As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
To you ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people talk to, you ain't seen them.
You ain't seen your best days.